Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to meet with a top North Korean official in New York this week. The meeting comes as U.S. and North Korean officials discuss logistics for a possible summit scheduled for June 12th. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff has that story.
Kim Yong-chol is the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. in nearly two decades. The former spy chief was also reportedly involved in the 2014 cyber attacks that targeted Sony Pictures. His New York visit comes as a U.S. delegation talks with officials in North Korea's demilitarized zone, and teams on the ground in Singapore rush to finalize summit logistics. Experts say the North Korean leader's decision to send his right-hand man to the U.S. is a promising start. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump renews the China tariff threat. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Ahead of a scheduled China visit this weekend by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, the Trump administration is talking again about 25% tariffs on Chinese goods. In addition to the tariffs, the White House says it might place new restrictions on Chinese investment in the United States and limit U.S. exports of high-tech goods to China. The administration says it would be retaliating for unfair trade practices by China. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One policeman is dead and at least five others were wounded after a suicide bomb attack outside the Afghanistan Interior Ministry. The explosion allowed gunmen to pass through an outer gate where they were then trading fire with security forces. All the attackers were ultimately killed. The Kabul police chief said cleanup operations were underway. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Kremlin described an allegation by Ukraine that it was behind the murder of a dissident Russian journalist in Kiev as an anti-Russian smear and demanded that Ukraine conducted a genuine investigation into the killing. Arkady Babchenko, a critic of President Vladimir Putin, was shot dead on Tuesday in the Ukrainian capital where he lived in exile. He fled Russia after he received threats for saying he did not mourn the victims of a Russian Defense Ministry plane that crashed in 2016. The Trump administration is warning private companies and government agencies to beware of malware that it says is being unleashed by the North Korean government. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A technical alert from the FBI and Homeland Security focuses on two pieces of malware said to have been used to steal information and remotely manipulate networks involving aerospace, financial, and media companies in the U.S., as well as infrastructure, for at least 9 years. Last year, the U.S. linked North Korea to the WannaCry ransomware attack, which infected computers around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Israel Defense Force said its fighters and helicopters carried out fresh airstrikes overnight against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, while the Iron Dome missile defense system intercepted projectiles fired toward areas bordering the Palestinian enclave. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to exact a heavy price for attacks against Israel. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that while the Palestinians want and demand peace, Israel's attacks show it does not want peace. Tensions along the border have been high for 2 months, with Palestinians holding protests calling for a right to return to land they fled or were forced to leave when Israel was created in 1948. Protesters have also rallied against a blockade of Gaza that has been in place for more than a decade. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Belgian authorities sought to deflect questions Wednesday over the gunman who killed at least three people in the town of Liège. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has that story.
Benjamin Herman had been released from jail on temporary leave just hours before the attack. A Belgian security source told Reuters he converted to Islam while in detention and was under suspicion of radicalization. Terrorism is being investigated as just one possible motive for Tuesday's attack. Belgium has been on high alert since a Brussels-based Islamic State cell carried out attacks in Paris in 2015 and in Brussels the following year.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. Zimbabwe will hold a general election on June 30th, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The vote he has pledged will be free and fair with international monitoring. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.